Good morning, Robert.
Good morning, Josh.
Do you know what today is?
Probably Fishing Report Day.
It is on a Friday. Friday, September the 12th, 2025. Normally, we've tried to do these fishing reports on Saturday mornings, and that just hasn't been working out very well. Saturday is a busy day here in the shop, and Robert is a busy man on Saturdays. Now, not that he's not a busy man on Fridays, but Fridays seem to be maybe a little bit easier. So we are attempting to do the report Friday mornings going forward from today.
How about we're just doing fishing reports whenever it's convenient for us?
We're attempting to do them Friday mornings.
Mm-hmm.
We'll see how it goes. If it doesn't go, then we'll try something else. Mm-hmm. But we do need to pick a day, because I need to get it in my schedule where it's consistent. This is
so
the day that we try to do it.
So when it's convenient for you.
Well, yeah. Because it's never convenient for you. You're a busy man, like I said. Mm-hmm. So, get sassy with me.
Just saying. Pointing out the obvious.
Yeah, that's fine. You want to do this fishing report? Or
sure.
Should we just leave?
It's either one's fine with me.
Okay. y'all are getting a taste of the attitude, so
well,
you see how it's going to go. We'll do what we can.
Just like a customer yesterday. Well, you haven't done a report for like a month. I said, you haven't read the report for like a month because it's only been 2 weeks.
Yes, we last did the report on August 30th, and technically August does sound like it was a month ago because it's September, so I can see their confusion, but, you know. Listen, we wanted to do one last week. We were all set to do one, and then we had an issue with an employee who was slightly damaged, and therefore Robert had to pick up some extra work, and that's just the way it goes. So we'll get them done when we can. How's that?
Yes.
All right. I'm agreeing with him just so that we can get going here. Peace River, Harbor Heights, and Upriver, along with Shell Creek. What do we know?
Nothing.
Excellent. No reports. The I-75 Bridges area.
Same.
Same. No reports. Now, why would that be?
Because it's been raining a lot and lots of fresh water coming down and hot weather. Just that normal time of year.
Yeah.
Even though the river was lower than it should be for that time of year, it's still that time of year. The fish know better.
Right. Well, and it's been warm up there, and, you know, there's lower oxygen levels in that warm water, and the river currently stands at not quite 6 feet in Arcadia, which is still reasonably low for this time of year. I mean, but we haven't had any tropical rains either.
Right.
So that always gets baked into the averages.
Yes.
But yeah, I would not personally be spending a whole lot of time fishing upriver right now unless I was targeting something very specific. Like, for example, if I wanted to go catch sand bream, I would consider going up the river and fishing around docks with chunks of peeled shrimp.
Yeah.
Seemed like a reasonable plan to you?
That seems like a reasonable plan.
But then again, not many people are going to brag about going out and catching sand bream.
No.
So, yeah.
Most people just catch them by accident and wonder what the heck it is.
Right. All right. Sliding on down, the U.S. 41 bridges.
Pretty slow there. Been some ladyfish, a few juvenile tarpon, and even an occasional adult tarpon. Some very small snook, and itty bitty, teeny tiny mangrove snapper, like 6 to 8 inches.
Itty bitty.
Not a lot of people have been fishing it because it has been pretty slow down there.
Yeah. And I get that. Any reports from the Lashley seawall?
None.
All right, the Bayshore Pier and the Port Charlotte Beach Pier would be next, but they don't exist because Charlotte County does not care about land-based fishing access. Spring Lake Park?
They don't care about anybody enjoying the harbor as a whole from land, because it's not just about fishing. How many millions of sunsets? How many of the sunsets are on their brochures that were probably taken from one of the local piers?
Oh, absolutely.
How many people have proposed to somebody on those local piers?
That would be a hard number to get.
But they don't care.
No.
Don't. Thanks, Charlotte County.
Hey,
appreciate
listen,
it.
You can propose on the U.S. 41 bridge catwalk just as easily.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? Stop being difficult.
Mm-hmm.
Spring Lake Park.
Slow. Got nothing there.
Okay, so that's also a no reports. Or is there nothing being caught there?
I had one person go there. They caught a couple catfish.
Oh, well, that's a report, Robert.
Oh, yeah. So worth mentioning.
Hey, what did you tell me, okay, a long time ago when we started doing these fishing reports? When people call you with reports, you want to hear the positive, you want to hear the negative. When mm-hmm. people go fishing in a spot and they don't catch anything, that's worth reporting, mm-hmm. right? So True. If it's worth reporting to you, it's worth reporting here.
Glad I'm not married to you.
Why? Because it would be so hard for me to be right all the time?
It would
the
be.
Port Charlotte. Poor Charlotte.
Smother you with a pillow.
Salt and brackish canals.
Ryosin or something.
My wife doesn't listen to these, so.
So I'm not giving her any ideas?
Nope.
Oh, nice. Well, let's see. Lots of little snook. Still some black drum around. Sand bream. Some juvenile tarpon scattered. They don't seem to be in one spot more than the other. Today they're in this little spot, next day they're in that spot, so. Nothing super great.
Alright, I can work with that. Anybody up at the Elgin Bridge finding a fish?
Nope, I've got no reports from over there.
Gotcha.
The cops have been pretty hardcore about kicking people out to where they're parking at. So,
right.
But park stupid, and that's what's going to happen.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, and I've noticed several times going over that bridge that there's cops parking themselves there.
Yeah.
Which I assume they're throwing people out as they try to park.
Yeah.
And doing double duty with catching speeders coming across the bridge.
Yeah.
The Myakka River area from the bridge down to marker 8.
The
Myakka River area. From
no, I'm just trying to think of anything right through there. There hasn't been any reports through there.
Gotcha. Okay, how about the South Gulf Cove canals?
Definitely nothing.
That's not true. I talked to a guy who said he's been catching tons of Mayan cichlids off of his dock.
Hmm. Well, there you go.
And I asked him what he's catching them on. And he is dipping up the little minnows in a dip net that he bought here. And he's trading them in for Mayan cichlid.
Oh, there you go.
All right, the West Wall.
Oh, let's see. Some redfish. A few snook. On top of the bar and on the outside of the bar has been ladyfish. Spanish mackerel. Some sharks. And tarpon have been on the outside of the bar in 10 to 15 feet of water. And the ladyfish are schooling up fairly decent all along there. So you'll find loose ones all along the whole top of the bar. And as you work around and look around, you'll see birds. And it's mostly all ladyfish with a few big Spanish mixed in with them.
Okay. And is that what the tarpon are here to eat? Is
yeah.
It ladyfish?
Yeah, they're mostly feeding on ladyfish. Bait busters are still working, but have slowed way down this week anyway.
So do you have an artificial alternative?
No, I'm throwing a bait buster still for an period.
Okay.
It works too consistent.
No hoagies, no big NLBNs, nothing like that?
You could. I'm either catching a ladyfish or sticking with a bait buster. I've tried the hoagies in the past, and I've tried the big Z-Man, and I really haven't increased my odds.
Okay.
Some people have, but I have not.
Gotcha. Moving on to the Cape Hayes Bar.
I got nothing there.
Okay. And, by the way, if you're wondering why a lot of these places have nothing, all you have to do is take a look at what the weather's been like for the last couple weeks.
Making this whole report pretty damn tough.
We're stuck in this rainy pattern. Yesterday morning was fine, but the two mornings before that were both rainy. This morning's been rainy. It's been keeping a lot of people off the water. And even yesterday morning, I went out with a guy. Well, and
all of last week has been.
We just did not see a lot of people out there on the water. You know, it's a tough one. We saw more big cruise boats than we saw little fishing boats out there. So,
well, and all the, basically the last 10 days, they've been calling for rain up here. Most of it has fizzled out by the time it hit Cape Hayes, but every day for 8 days in a row, Cayo Costa, Boca Grande, all of the intercoastal down in that area got rain on and off all day long.
Yeah.
And all of it looked like it was going to hit here.
Yeah, and don't get me wrong, we did get rained on yesterday. You know, we kind of knew it was going to happen when we were going out, but, you know, we were keeping a close eye out for anything that might have lightning in it.
Right.
So that's my concern. I don't mind if I get rained on a little out there. I don't want to get lightninged on.
Right.
So, but, you know, I don't think that most anglers are willing to go out when it looks like it's going to rain.
Right.
Even when you try to tell them, hey, you know what? This overcast is sometimes fantastic for fishing. You know, it lowers the water temperature. It's lower light conditions, so sometimes the fish feel more comfortable feeding. They'll come a little bit further away from being underneath the mangroves or underneath docks, so it's easier to reach those fish. And still, they're not going to go. They don't want to get dampened.
Yeah.
And I get that.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it's really put a crimp in these reports.
Very much so.
Turtle Bay and Bull Bays.
There's redfish scattered throughout both of them. Some of them are schooling up. Most of them are up under the bushes, but there's still a few schools in there, depending on the moment you're there.
Big schools, little schools?
The biggest school I've heard of is a guy guessed it to be about 100 fish. Yeah,
okay.
But I'm hearing of, you know, 5 or 10 fish in little groups cruising across the bar and stuff like that. So they're either a big school that's been broken up, or they're starting to get ready into their bigger schools as they're moving in from the Gulf.
Okay.
Because most of these fish are in the high 20s and low 30s. Pinfish is the main bait that they're eating on. Cut ladyfish is working good too, but pinfish definitely is like the bait of choice for everybody.
Gotcha.
There are some snook in there. I haven't heard of any big ones at all. Lots of little trout. And that's about it. What a lot of people also don't seem to know and recognize or whatever is snook season is still closed in Charlotte County.
Yeah. So the state has divvied up Florida into multiple different zones for snook regulations. If you Google FWC snook zones, it'll probably be the first thing that pops up. But you need to be aware of that map and where the zones are. So all of Charlotte Harbor is still closed until the beginning of next month. Yeah, I know, it used to open in September. Now it doesn't. Now it opens in October. But you will see, if you're on Facebook or if you're talking to other local anglers, you'll hear people talking about snook season being open, and some of them are accurate because in Sarasota, it's open. Once you get north of roughly the Venice Airport, snook season is open. So you can't just take for granted what you've always known as snook season. You've got to pay attention to what's going on here, and this is why we recommend the Fish Rules app, because the Fish Rules app, if you set it so that it knows where you are, it will give you accurate information on whether snook season is open where you are or closed where you are.
Right.
All right, moving on to Cape Hayes and Danger Reefs.
A couple Spanish mackerel. And some very small mangrove snapper. Some pretty black water rolling across all that. So it hasn't been very good.
Gotcha. All right, Gasparilla Sound.
That's perked up a little bit in the last couple of days. There's some schools of redfish all on from Devilfish up to Placida, along with a lot of fish under the bushes, both redfish and snook. Over on the Three Sisters side, there's some redfish over there, along with some better trout out in a little deeper water, mixed in with some Spanish mackerel and ladyfish, and even the occasional tarpon. And those tarpon are varying from 10 pounders to 100 pounders.
Okay. Now, we were looking at a school of redfish just south of Sandfly yesterday. And they're hanging out. They're cruising. They're going back and forth. There's a few mullet mixed in there with them because you're seeing the mullet jump, but you're seeing the big pushes from the redfish, too. So it's definitely a mixed school. They did not care for live pinfish or cut pinfish.
Okay.
They were just looking at them. So, and that was the only bait that we had, only because we had happened to snag some pinfish while we were fishing for trout.
Gotcha.
But they were not interested in that at all. So, although pinfish have been the hot bait, it's never a bad idea to have other options on board. And I've talked to Carl Butigan about that, and sometimes he has 3, 4, 5, 6 different baits to offer those fish for when they get picky.
Cut sardines, cut the red fins, ladyfish.
Crab.
Because
they sometimes get very set on not necessarily what they want to eat, but what they don't want to eat.
Right.
So, but it makes total sense that they'd be eating a lot of pinfish. I mean, there's tons of pinfish over there around the grass. We caught probably a dozen pinfish just on soft plastics while we're throwing for trout. So, they are thick.
It's impressive.
Moves us on to Placida, the pier, the trestle, the Coral Creek Pier, Gasparilla Pass, and nearby areas.
Well, around the trestles, they're catching some small mangrove snapper, some snook. I've heard of a couple pompano over there throughout that area. And then Spanish mackerel. And a few different sharks. But there again, not very many reports. Most of those are about 3 different people giving me reports.
Okay.
Just been too crappy of weather.
Gotcha. Okie doke. Lemon Bay.
Some schools of redfish starting to pop up all there. A lot of single fishes in the Miserable Mile up under some bushes and docks. Mixed in with some snook. And then I've heard of at least one school up there in the intercoastal of redfish. Now there, he had no hookups at all. He just saw the fish pushing around and they dumped off into the channel.
Yeah, we didn't see any reds up there yesterday. We did see a lot of mullet.
Yeah.
But nothing that I would have identified as reds. And the grass plants were slow up there. It was amazing to see the difference in life between the grass flats in Lemon Bay and the grass flats down around Gasparilla Sound.
Better or worse?
Well, the grass looks okay in both locations. I mean, it's actually pretty good looking for what I've seen in Lemon Bay over the last couple of years. But there's no pinfish. There's no little bait fish cruising around. And you get down into the Placida Sound area and down towards Gasparilla, and all of a sudden it just comes alive. There's pinfish everywhere. You can't look any place without seeing something moving. There's little crabs crawling around. There's needlefish up on the surface. There's small pods of unidentified bait fish. It's just all going on down there. And Lemon Bay, other than the mullet, which we saw, like I said, in pretty good numbers, it looked pretty lifeless.
That's pretty wild.
Which was a pretty significant contrast, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
There is no Anger Pier, so we can't really talk about that. But we do still have the Gulf for bottom fishing and trolling reefs and wrecks. Anything been going on out there?
Super quiet. You know, a couple guys that have been out. some red grouper in about 30 miles. Some mangrove snapper and yellowtail snapper, along with some lane snapper. And those have been 25 miles out. But only a couple guys have been able to really get out because of the weather.
Yeah.
One guy did take a charter off of Venice, and they went out 45 miles, and they got one legal gag, several red grouper, but the biggest red grouper, I think he said, was like 14 pounds or something, so no giants, no fire trucks.
Gotcha. Now, we're moving into that time period that we sometimes refer to as the transition. You know, here we are in the middle of September. It's still feeling very summery out there, but we're starting to see the signs of fall. We're seeing huge numbers of migratory birds coming out of the northern states and flying south. I've had some in my yard. I'm sure you've had some in yours, too. And that migration seems to be happening across the board. So we're going to be seeing it here pretty soon with the fish, even though the weather hasn't really changed much. So let's talk just a little bit about crystal balling the Gulf of Mexico and what you might expect to see as far as any migratory species popping in.
King mackerel will start to show up any, you know, within the next month. Cobia will start to be a little bit more prevalent, I guess, so to speak. You'll probably see the barracuda get a little bit more active. And then the sheep's head should start to bunch up out there on those reefs, because that seems to be the pre-spawn or pre-spawn grouping for them.
Right.
Before they move inside.
Now, all this stuff will happen regardless of when the weather decides to change on us. But yeah, if the weather decides to change sooner and with more decisiveness, if we suddenly get a couple of cold fronts back-to-back, which is not unheard of at the tail end of September, the beginning of October, then, of course, we see those changes happening much more quickly.
Right.
So it's the kind of thing that, you know, when we talk about these migrations and the changes that are happening, we always talk about getting prepared to get prepared. So it's time to get prepared to get prepared.
Yeah.
It's not time to go out there and start fishing for sheep's head and getting mad because you're not catching them. It's not time to go trolling for kingfish and getting mad because they refuse to bite. It's time to start thinking about what do I need in my box for when kingfish show up here.
Right.
And those types of things are what we're talking about. It's just an early warning to go ahead and think about getting ready.
Yeah. True.
All right. The Venice jetties and the Venice pier.
Snook. Quite a few snook at the jetties. I have not heard squat at Sharkies or Venice Pier, whatever you want to call it. Spanish mackerel, some ladyfish, a few pompano, some decent whiting. Yeah, that's it.
The pier has been quiet.
Pier's been very quiet. And I think that's because half the people are still assuming it's closed.
Right.
Because the end of the pier is closed, but the main part is still open.
Yeah.
It's like, oh my gosh. You know, I can't fish on the pier.
Yeah, if I can't walk all the way.
God forbid, you can't walk that last 20 feet.
Yeah, if I can't get all the way up the end, what's even the point?
Yeah. It's not like it's Bayshore Pier where it's 3 feet all the way down. Are you kidding me?
Yeah. Nope. That is a fishy pier from the surf all the way down.
It is.
All right, moving us to the passes. Starts with Punarassa.
Schools of redfish starting to show up all in that whole immediate area from Punarassa to Redfish Pass. There's some big redfish under all the docks along there.
And Redfish Pass has
same thing.
Schooling redfish.
Yep. There's been some snook around there, but not a lot. But Not as far as what I've heard.
All right, Captiva Pass.
Tarpon in the immediate area of the pass. Some sharks and Spanish mackerel and some trout all around the immediate area, not in the actual pass itself, just the surrounding area, both on the beach side and the intercoastal side.
Having trouble typing all those words.
Yeah.
Sorry. I got it figured out. Boca Grande Pass?
I have not had much reports for there. They're seeing some tarpon in there, some juveniles and some adults.
Gesundheit.
Thank you. That's really about all I've heard about. A couple of guys have threatened to go in there to look for mangrove snapper, but I have not heard any reports back on that, and this is the time of year when you definitely want to look for them.
Saying they should be in there.
Mm-hmm. So they're either catching them and being hush-hush about it, or they just haven't tried because of the foul weather. That's going to be my option. Mm-hmm. I mean, my uncle's been working out there, Rich has been working out there, and they've just talked about the rain every day, off and on, all day long.
Right?
Yeah. By the way, Miss Marilyn says hello.
Does she now?
Told her about our trip and how much fun you had.
Yeah?
Yeah.
I'll send her some scorpion pictures.
I sent her a few pictures of the trip. I didn't send her any scorpion pictures.
What do we have from the beaches? Surf fishing anywhere from Sanibel to Venice?
Basically, I've got Blind Pass Park, and that's it.
Okay.
Whiting, snook, jacks, a couple of tarpon rolling around out there. What else? A couple of pompano. This is one of our regulars. She goes out there at least a couple times a week. What else did she get? I can't remember what else. I think that's pretty much it.
All right.
Everyone is very confused about the Boca Grande crap with the parking.
I can't imagine why. And not like they went out of their way to make it confusing.
Well, even my guys, I'm going to explain to them. The state parks are open. The state parks, they cannot control your time that you are there. It's the side public beaches that they are taking control of and being jerks about. But the actual state parks, they cannot implement anything they want on that because it is a state park, not a county park or a island park.
Yes.
You go there, you pay your $3 to park, and you can sit there all damn day and enjoy yourself and flip any of the locals you want off.
If it makes you happy.
You can put a big sure. sign on the back of your trunk of your car. I've been here for 8 hours. Let them know that you don't care because that's not their property.
Yeah.
Kind of how I feel about it.
Yeah, absolutely.
It's just confusing, so it's just hard to explain to people that, you know, that's whatever it is. It's going to kill all the businesses out there. It's going to hurt a whole lot of innocent people because of them being snobs.
Oh, they don't care.
No, they don't.
The people who are pushing this don't care about that at all.
Not a single bit.
This is a rich prank initiative. They do not care if the businesses out there fail. In fact, it's probably good if they do.
Yeah, we can build bigger houses right there on their property instead. Yep. Yeah.
Knock that over, and then I'll have a place to keep my golf carts.
A souped-up golf cart.
Yeah.
Put some bling on it.
The Matlache Area Indian Field Smokehouse Bay.
Redfish scattered throughout that whole area. And that's the only report I've gotten. Well, I take that back. He also saw several sharks cruising on the flats. One was about a 6 or 7 foot lemon, and then several unidentifiable sharks.
Okay. Pine Island Sound, Rat and Cat Keys, Mondonga and Patricio, and places like that.
There are schools of redfish and a lot of individual redfish underneath all the bushes and out on the flats, along with some trout and Spanish mackerel out on the open flats and deeper holes, and a mixed barrage of very small snook.
What's all these small snook? There's got to be big ones someplace.
Oh, yeah. Everywhere but here. I'm not hearing of any. But I haven't heard of any, and consistently with big snook, people see them. But when you're throwing white bait all the time, that's pretty much what you expect to hear about.
Right?
Mm-hmm. Plus, I think people are ashamed and afraid to announce that they actually caught a legal snook in case it's in season. You know?
Yeah, I guess.
Like, God forbid you actually follow the law and, hey, a couple more weeks and you catch one in season and you post it. Oh, my gosh. The backlash. Ooh, hey. Yep.
Only thing good enough is crucifixion.
Pretty much.
Jug Creek Shoal and Boquilla.
I got nothing over there.
No reportos. Burnt Store and Two Pines.
There's a school of redfish on the inside of the bar there. They've been there for about 2 weeks. But you either better be the first one there at first light to find them, or come back in the late afternoon and fish for them.
Okay.
There's also been some ladyfish and Spanish mackerel and a few assortment of sharks and tarpon on the outside of the bar there.
East Side Keys and Pirate Harbor.
Miscellaneous redfish and a lot of little snook.
Make me type out miscellaneous.
Okay. A little tiny bit mix mash.
It's too late. It's already done.
Okay. And there are juvenile tarpon showing up on those flats just above Pirate Harbor and inside Pirate Harbor.
Okay. Alligator Creek, Poacher's Cut, and the Skating Rink.
Nothing.
Ponce de Leon Park.
Lots of people poaching little baby snapper. And that's it. That's all I've heard about. Haven't heard of any black drum, no snook, just little snapper.
I see. The PGI Canals and Punta Gorda General Area.
Small snook. Guys are catching them off their docks and trolling. A few jacks, a few juvenile tarpon, and there are still some loose schools of black drum, but now there's a lot more of just where they've broken apart, where they're in like doubles and triples.
Okay, does that make it easier or harder to catch them?
About the same. I mean, obviously, when there's a big school of fish, it sometimes feels a little bit easier to catch them, but... You have to be lucky enough to stand on your dock and be able to see them, because the visibility's not great. But you can see them milling around and throw the bait at them, or if you got side scan, try to cast your bait or lure at them.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
All right, well, there's no Gilchrist Pier, so that brings us to the Alligator Creek Reef.
Tarpon have been hopscotching across there throughout the day, along with some ladyfish and Spanish mackerel. But nothing else to speak of. A couple people went there looking for snapper and didn't get anything.
Okay. The 20-foot holes.
Some tarpon, Spanish mackerel, and some sharks.
You don't sound as excited about it as you did the last time we talked about it.
Well, they're in the holes, but mostly in the vicinity of the holes.
Okay.
so I'd use it for a reference point, but I wouldn't use it as an, hey, I'm putting my anchor down right here in the 20-foot hole, and that's gotcha. What's going to happen.
So pretty much they're in the general middle of the harbor.
Yes.
Okay. That'll work. The baitfish reports.
Let's see. There's scattered threadies throughout the harbor. White bait, pretty much. If you want white bait, you're either running all the way down to Jug Creek or Devilfish. But if you try bringing it up into the harbor or into some of the flats, they're dying almost instantly. Just too fresh, too hot.
Mentioned lots of pinfish down around Gasparilla Sound area. Okay, the freshwater report. Canals, creeks, rivers, ponds, lakes, ditches, spillways, and bathtubs. What's going?
Tilapia Mayan cichlids. Some bluegill. And some small bass, but it has not been great. Like it should be better than it is, but it has not been good, if that makes any sense.
Yeah, I mean with this overcast and rainy, that's textbook. Let's go catch the bass.
Yeah, it should be great, but I got guys that are buying shiners and struggling to catch a couple fish over a pound. Got guys that are fishing for the bluegill and catching one or two. Even the tilapia and the Mayan cichlids have not been incredible. It's definitely not what it should be. I mean, like you said, this overcast and all the moving water out there should be really good.
Do you have anything to attribute that to?
Nope. Just Mother Nature proving us wrong again.
Okay. People forgot how to fish.
Right.
Maybe. Okay, that brings us to the tarpon reports. And since our tarpon map is a month old, it's time to make a new one. Okay. So, where can I put a red dot for the best chance at a hookup on a tarpon?
Hog Island.
Okay, off of the flat there or in the mouth of the river?
Both, but mostly towards the... Tire reef.
Towards the tire reef. Okay, here we go. I'll just put that sploot right there. There we go. All right, one sploot.
Marker 7.
Where's marker 7?
Right by marker 8. By the mouth of the Mayaca.
Okay.
And then along the west wall, about a mile out. 10 to 15 feet of water.
A mile out, 10 to 15 feet of water.
To about the halfway point down.
Okay. Done.
And then Whore Point.
Whorehouse Point. Done.
And that's it.
Okay. Let's talk about some yellow dots, your 50-50s.
From the halfway point on the west wall down to Cape Hayes.
All right. We'll put two there. Done.
Over by the Pirate Harbor hole, but closer to Pirate Harbor.
Over by the Pirate Harbor hole, but closer to Pirate Harbor. Let's see. That'll be right about... we'll put it there. Okay.
Alligator Creek Reef.
Alligator Creek Reef. We'll put that right there.
And then between the reef and Alligator Creek.
Between the reef and Alligator Creek over here. Okay. All right.
And then...
place else?
Two Pines Burnt Store.
Two Pines
Burnt Store. Out on the outside of the bar there.
All right, outside the bar here at Two Pines Burnt Store. You got it.
And then Boca.
Boca in the pass.
Yep.
All right. That all my yellow dots?
It's all your yellow dots.
All right. Let's put some white dots. Less than 50% chance of hookup, but maybe still worth giving it a shot if your other areas aren't panning out, especially.
Placida.
All right.
Gasparilla Pass. Some out on the beach.
Out on the beach all the way down?
All the way up.
All the way up from there. Okay, mm-hmm. How far out? 1 mile, 2 miles, half a mile, quarter mile?
Yes.
Okay. Randomly scattering white dots. Going up all the way to Venice?
Yes.
All right.
That's it.
Okay. That is an interesting agglomeration of dots that we have there. Mm-hmm. And nothing south into Pine Island Sound or off the beaches there at all.
Well, if you want to go down to Captiva, you can.
I mean, we could.
It's just a matter of how much more stuff you want to put on there.
The map goes all the way down to there. The map goes all the way down to Fort Myers Beach. So.
Well, you can go all the way down to the Captiva Pass.
All right. Put them in there and put them in there. You got it. All right. I guess we'll call that a completed map.
Sounds good.
Any final words of wisdom to go along with this fishing report?
No, just get ready. There's a lot of cool changes coming along. And just because it's raining doesn't necessarily mean it's bad fishing. It actually can be better fishing because there's less pressure on the fish out there.
Less pressure. That overcast sometimes really fires those fish up. It drops the water temperature.
What'd you have the water temperature at yesterday? I heard it was like 86 degrees out there the other day.
No, we didn't have 86. We had 88 down at Gasparilla and 89.
That's still 4 yeah, and 5.
Well, it was 89 by the bridge there, by the Anger Pier.
Okay.
But I didn't check it anywhere else.
But that's still 4 and 5 degrees cooler than what it's been.
Yeah.
That's pretty significant.
Yeah. And that definitely should have the fish going off a little bit better.
Mm-hmm.
So I think some of it is just a matter of getting out there and making it work.
Right.
So, you know, you got to go out there and try to catch fish or you're probably not gonna.
Right.
That's...
You can't win if you don't play.
I thought that was basic. But sometimes I guess it's easy to forget.
Yes.
All right. Well, this sounds like a completed report. We will try to get another one for y'all next week. If we fail at that, then get mad at me, not Robert, because it probably won't be Robert's fault.
I'll just give you Josh's card and you can call him.
Yeah, that'll be fine. In the meantime, why don't you just say goodnight, Robert?
Goodnight, Robert.